It's 7 p.m.
Good evening. Here are your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. I'm John Baker. As part of the action plan to promote the Luxembourgish language, the government introduced new bilingual welcome signs which will be installed along motorways near the country's borders from today. The signs that are an initiative headed by the Ministry of Culture and the Roads and Bridges Administration welcome motorists in Luxembourgish and the language of the respective neighbouring country, as well as bidding them farewell when heading out of the Grand Duchy. Following former Labour and Sports Minister Georges Michaud's farewell audience with the Grand Duke Guillaume, Mark Spouts and Martine Hansen were officially sworn in as successors today in a ceremony that took place at the palace in the presence of the Grand Duke and Prime Minister Luc Frieden. Michaud declined to speak to RTL reporters but has conceded his resignation was a difficult moment. The Ministry of Health has published its weekly report on respiratory infections such as influenza, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus. In the first week of December, the number of flu cases detected in Luxembourg's laboratories doubled, jumping from 182 to 367, or 102% increase. The Ministry of Health said the majority of infections had been detected in children or adolescents. And from the 1st to the 7th of December, 99.7% of the cases were influenza A and 0.3% influenza B. In international news, Greece's finance minister Kyriakos Periakakis has been elected Eurogroup chief in a remarkable turnaround for a country that a decade ago was on the brink of crashing out of the euro. Periakakis's peers appointed him to lead a powerful panel of finance ministers from Europe's top 20 single currency area during a meeting in Brussels. The runner-up was Vincent van Petekem of Belgium. And Israel has said that Hamas will be disarmed as part of the US-sponsored peace plan for Gaza after a top leader from the Palestinian Islamist movement suggested a weapons freeze. The ceasefire, in effect since October the 10th, halted the war that began after Hamas's deadly attack on Israel on October the 7th, 2023, but it remains fragile as Israel and Hamas accuse each other almost daily of violations. Sports now, and we start with cricket. Opener Quinton de Kock hit a 46-ball 90 to set up South Africa's convincing 51 run over India in the second T20 international and level the series today. De Kock's knock, laced with 5 fours and 7 sixes, powered South Africa to 213 for four after being invited to bat first on the outskirts of Chandigarh. And skier Michel Gissin, a double Olympic champion, will undergo neck surgery after a fall in a downhill training session today in St Moritz, the Swiss Ski Federation has announced. The 32-year-old was airlifted by a helicopter off the slope after suffering injuries to her right wrist, left knee and cervical spine, and will undergo surgery later today in Zurich. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. As the evening continues to draw in, the mist and fog has already started to develop, adding to the fairly thick cloud cover we already have. The current temperature has already dropped to 7 degrees and it will cool down further as the night progresses.